Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. The Good News Hour brings you another message. Your speaker, Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I feel it so necessary to go just a little bit further along the line that we were speaking to you in our last message. We wouldn't want to leave you there. We pointed out that Israel failed in what they desired above everything else, that is to say, in obtaining the salvation of God because they tried to attain it. Now I shall proceed just a little further. We saw that they did not attain to it because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. And men and women never get saved on that basis. However, let's proceed just a little further. If you turn to Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, you would there read, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Now note what he says, and I'm sure it must have been grievous to his heart as he had to say this, as he spoke the truth. "I bear them record, they have a zeal of God," or more properly, a zeal for God, "but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Oh, if you've never believed, why not believe now? You take yourself off the ground that Israel occupied, and you take the place of a guilty sinner, and you take the place before God as one who is helpless and hopeless, and that you have nothing to present to Him other than to come as a sinner and claim what He has provided for guilty sinners. I'll tell you what would happen. You see, he said here of Israel, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Oh, I like those words now. Jew or Gentile, everyone that believeth. Then he goes on just a little bit further to say, "For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live in them." And that, of course, takes in the moral law. "But the righteousness which is by of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend to heaven," that is to bring Christ down from above, "who shall descend into the deep," that is to bring up Christ again from the dead, "but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart," that is the word of faith which we preach, "that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," or "Jesus is Lord," "and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now I'd like to have you listen to this very especially. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." I'm sure you couldn't find anything more simple. You could not find anything more sublime within the lids of the book, God's holy word, the Bible, than is found in this wonderful 9th and 10th verses. Listen to it, will you, once again. "What saith the Scripture? Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed." Oh, read it, and I'm glad to tell you that it's so true, so rich, and so precious. And perhaps there's someone listening in today, and you're saying, "Well, I've tried and tried, but apparently I've tried in vain. I'd like to know that I am righteous. I'd like to know that I have a proper standing in the presence of God. And is it true that the Word of God makes crystal clear that I cannot obtain His favor? I cannot work up a righteousness that would satisfy Him?" That is true. That is definitely true. But you know, it's wonderful to be able to turn you away from yourself altogether to one in whom was found God's supreme delight, righteousness found in Him, and that one who is sinless, holy, spotless, the undefiled, the separate from sinners, who took up the great question of sin and solved it, and now He's offering to all mankind righteousness on the simplest possible basis. And this is how it comes, and you would find it in verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness," and you see that's so different than Israel had thought. And by the way, you find it twice in this interesting section of the Word of God. Back in verse 4, where we read to you, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." And then again in verse 10, "For the heart, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, if you want to be made righteous, if you want to be made the righteousness of God in Him, I'll tell you what to do. Cast your deadly doings down, believe in Him, receive Him, and the righteousness of God will become yours. The split second, your eyes are turned away from yourself, away from your doings, to the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank God, peace will be yours, and assurance will be yours forevermore. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved.